Welcome to the Fear Chronicles, False Evidence Appearing Real, where we are covering real stories for navigating burnout, bold moves, and becoming your best self. I'm your host, Natasha Aga, private practice strategist, mother of two, and recovering perfectionist. This is the space where we get honest about the pivots, the pressure, and the purpose behind it all. If you're navigating life transitions, career shifts, motherhood, or learning to trust yourself again, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. The most powerful voice in your life isn't your boss, your partner, or your mom. It's the one in your own head. And it's time to start paying attention to what it's saying. I have this shirt that I got at an ASHA convention years ago, and it says on it, "Watch your language." And it's a clever play on words, and it rings true in more ways than I realized. Let's talk about our language, not just what we say out loud, but the quiet, constant commentary running in our heads. Words have power. And the most powerful words are the ones we say to ourselves. Take a step back and listen to the thoughts you think. Most of your thoughts are automatic. We don't stop to listen to them. But if you wrote them down for a day, you might be shocked at how harsh they are. Here's the thing. Many of us say things to ourselves that we would never say to another person. Why? Because they're mean, brutal, unfair. And yet, we give ourselves permission to be our own worst critic. Some may say, well, I can't control what I think. That's just the way I am. My response? Of course you can change your thoughts and what you say to yourself. You are you, and you are not your thoughts. The truth? You are capable. You can change that voice. You can choose a kinder tone, give yourself grace, give yourself a break. Words have power, and being cognizant of the words you use, your language, is the first step to altering any unhealthy loops, whether it's of inadequacy, people-pleasing, perfectionism, overachievement, high performance, which can put us in a state of burnout, anxiety, or dysregulation. How do we change these perpetual patterns? By being intentional. It starts with awareness, catching the moment you think something unhelpful, and asking yourself, why am I having this thought? Do I believe this? Does it serve me at all? And if it doesn't, replace it. One of the most freeing lessons I've learned is you are not your thoughts. You can forgive yourself, release the past, and align your inner voice with the future version of yourself that you're stepping into. So once you're ready to commit to the next chapter of your life, new job, pivot, or step into the newest version of yourself, your thoughts should match the embodiment of the person you are choosing to be. When self-talk changes, your energy shifts. And when your energy shifts, your reality follows. Be intentional with the words you use. They shape the life you live. So I'd love to know, what is one thing you caught yourself saying today that you never say to a friend? Share it with me on Instagram at Natasha Aga Consulting, so we can flip the script together.
Thanks for joining me on the Fear Chronicles. If this episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to like, comment, or share with someone who needs it. Want more support? Check out the links below for free resources, workshops, and how to work with me. Remember, bold moves start with small shifts. You've got this, and I've got you.